Drumroll, please! Welcome to the 2023-2024 FDNY Smart Podcast for Kids. This important initiative is brought to you by the FDNY Foundation and its partners to educate kids about fire and life safety in New York City and beyond. Find us online at fdnysmart.org. Okay, everyone, are you ready? Let's count it down. 3, 2, 1. Be FDNY Smart!
Hi, everyone. I'm retired firefighter Danny Glover, and this is the FDNY Smart Podcast for Kids. With help from our student host, Chloe.
Hi, everyone.
We're bringing you our FDNY podcast that focuses on safety for kids. Thank you so much for joining us. Today, we are coming to you from Ghostbusters headquarters, FDNY's Hook and Ladder Company 8. Built in 1903, it's a single company house located on this cozy corner right in the heart of Tribeca.
This firehouse is so cool.
The firehouse was made famous by the Ghostbusters films, but does have a long history of appearing in movies and television. We are here to take part in the fanfare. The Ghostbusters crew decorated the outside of the house to celebrate their newest film release in the Ghostbusters franchise. You know the films. Chloe, who are you gonna call?
Even I know this. Ghostbusters! I love this firehouse. There's such cool stuff on the walls, like the Ghostbusters sign, patches from other ghostbusting fire companies around the world, and toy models.
It's awesome. But it got me thinking about our fire and life safety lessons. You know, here at the FDNY, typically when we ask who you're gonna call, the answer is always 911.
911 in a real emergency.
That's right. Like when you smell something strange in your neighborhood, who you gonna call?
Like smoke? 911 in a real emergency.
And if you're feeling weird and you don't look good, who are you gonna call?
Cause you're really sick? 911 in a real emergency.
Chloe, I ain't afraid to call. I really am not afraid to call.
That's so funny, Danny. Yes, if you have a real emergency and need help, you should absolutely call 911.
We talk about this all the time. Calling 911 is for serious emergencies when people are in immediate harm. Like if there's a fire or someone isn't responsive or breathing. A 911 dispatcher will answer your call and put you in touch with people that can help you.
Fire department, what borough?
Depending on the emergency, you will speak to a police, fire, or EMS dispatcher. Each is trained to gather information and send help your way as soon as possible.
All right, the fire department will respond. I'm dispatcher 4.
But as you said, 911 is for real, true emergencies, right? Chloe, can you give me an example of a real emergency?
Well, let's see. Oh, say you witness a car accident and people are hurt, or you're in an elevator and you're trapped because it stopped working. Oh, wait, I know. How about if you're at the park and your friend hurts their head and can't get up?
Those are great examples of real emergencies. What are some examples of when calling 911 is not appropriate?
How about when you don't like what your parents made for dinner? Or if you're mad at your siblings because they won't share with you? That's just silly.
Exactly. It might seem like an emergency to you, but those are definitely not the sorts of reasons we should call 911.
Absolutely.
I know you spoke to FDNY Emergency Medical Dispatch all about when to call 911. What you should say, and how dispatchers handle your emergency calls. I can't wait to hear what you talked about on Conversations with Chloe.
Hi, everyone. I am so excited. I've been given all access to the FDNY.
Clear, clear, everybody, clear.
So inquiring minds, join me while I go behind the scenes and in the field.
FDNY.
To explore the nitty-gritty. Raise the doors to the firehouses and EMS stations. and get the inside scoop with the greatest fire department in the world.
Conversations
with Chloe.
My guest today is Deputy Assistant Chief Denise Werner from Emergency Medical Dispatch. Hi, Chief. Thank you for joining us.
It's great to be here, Chloe.
I have a question that might seem simple, but I'm sure other kids wonder about this too. When exactly should we call 911? Can you give me an example of when a kid like me might call?
Actually, Chloe, we did have a 6-year-old child call because her mom was feeling ill and was unable to get to the phone. When we asked her for her address, she was uncertain of it, so we had her get a piece of mail and read the address to us.
That's a great idea.
So we will help you through the call. We want everyone, even kids, to call 911 when they need immediate help from police, fire, or emergency medical services, or EMS. For example, if there's smoke or a fire, a serious medical issue, or a life-threatening situation. When you call, the dispatcher will ask you a bunch of questions that help us figure out what kind of help you need, whether it's a fire, medical, or a police issue. Sometimes it's all three.
So, like, if you see a car accident or smoke, or someone faints and stops breathing on the street, we should call 911.
That's right. Sending help as soon as possible can actually help save lives. Every second counts.
Sometimes I get nervous calling people I don't know. I'm not always sure what to say.
Not to worry, Chloe. Dispatchers are here to help you and know the right questions to ask.
All right, is that person breathing right now? Is that person awake?
If possible, you should call from a safe location, outside the building, if there's a fire, for example. Stay calm. Speak clearly and loudly. The dispatcher will ask for a callback number in case the call drops, your location, and details about the emergency.
Your location? Like the address? I know my home address, but what if I'm not at home?
Yes, it is important, Chloe, to know your home address and phone number, but if you aren't at home, look around for street signs, store signs, or numbers on the building. Basically, any clues or hints that can help the first responders find you.
What other information might the dispatcher need?
The dispatcher is going to ask you a series of questions about the emergency, like, is there a fire? Is someone sick? Are they in pain? That's how they figure out what kind of help you need and who to send. EMS dispatchers are EMTs who are trained to answer medical calls. So if you're having a medical emergency, they might ask if the person is awake or breathing and how old they are. Depending on your age and ability, they may even walk you or an adult through given first aid or even hands-only CPR. The most helpful thing you can do is answer the questions with as much detail as possible.
Okay, so clear, calm, and give your location and details. Got it. I can handle calling. In a real emergency, of course.
That's great, Chloe. 911 callers are the first link in the chain of survival. We need you to help put out fires, rescue people, and save lives. The FDNY actually fields 1.8 million fire and EMS calls each year. That's on average more than 4,000 calls a day. So we thank everyone that does their part in keeping our city safer.
I'm up to the task, Chief.
Now remember, when first responders arrive, they will arrive in an ambulance or a fire truck with lights and sirens. They might be wearing masks or carrying their big tools and equipment, but don't be scared and don't hide. They are there to help.
Now we all won't be afraid of no call.
What's that, Chloe?
Oh, I mean, I feel comfortable making that call if I had to. Thanks for all the great information, Chief.
You're welcome, Chloe. Bye, kids.
In a city this big, it's nice to know that if you call 911, someone is there 24/7 to answer and help you. That's a great feeling. Thank you, first responders.
That was a great conversation, Chloe. Did you also know that you don't have to unlock a mobile phone to call 911? You can use anyone's phone. Just press the emergency button. No need for a passcode or face recognition. Cool, right?
Super cool.
Now it's time for Danny's do's and don'ts. Do, call 911 for help. If there's fire, smoke, gas, or a medical emergency, call 911 as soon as possible. Stay calm and answer their questions, like your location and what the emergency is, as best you can. And don't use 911 unless you have an actual emergency. 911 should never be used as a joke, and should be reserved for those that actually need emergency services. Remembering these important tips will help our communities. We all play an important role in making our city safe.
Hooray!
For more do's and don'ts of fire and life safety, go to fdnysmart.org. We want to let everyone know that you can watch a tour of Ladder 8's firehouse by visiting fdnysmart.org. Firefighter Nick Fitucci shows us all around, and you can even watch the company turn out for an emergency call.
I can't wait to watch.
We sure appreciate you all for listening and caring about fire and life safety. With millions of children and adults in New York City, the FDNY works hard every day to ensure our safety. But we all can help out. Everyone listening has the power to help those that live, work, and visit the city keep safe. You make a difference. Thank you for listening to our FDNY Smart Podcast for Kids. Thank you to Ladder Company 8, Deputy Assistant Chief Denise Werner, and our student host, Chloe.
Who are you going to call, Danny?
Ha ha ha. 911 in a real emergency. Follow our fire and life safety mascots, Hot Dog and Siren, on social media. And check out our website at fdnysmart.org for more safety tips. I'm retired firefighter Danny Glover, signing off from Hook and Ladder Company 8. Until next time, be safe. Take it from here, Chloe.
The FDNY Smart Podcast for Kids is an initiative from the FDNY Foundation and its partners. To learn more on how you can support our educational efforts, go to fdnyfoundation.org. And remember, be FDNY smart!